Dr. Moana Edueda joins us for a kōrero today, described as one of our 100 Māori leaders. I don't know if you know that, Moana, but that's the way that you are held in such high regard. Moana is the CEO at Ngāpuhi Iwi Social Services and is with us today to talk, among other things, about some oranga tamariki kaupapa. Moana, tēnā koe, nau mai, hara mai anō, ki ara rangi wātea, kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Ano hoki ki te hunga e whakarongo mai ana tiata nei. Nā reira, tēnā koutou katoa. Ko Moana Irueira tōku ingoa. Ano hoki te konei a Sharon Armstrong, ke tahi o aku kai arahi. Nā reira, tēnā koutou.
Tēnā koe, te tuhine. Kia koe, motu wā o matariki. Well, Moana, there are many different areas. When you're talking social services, among our people, there are many areas that implies. But today we're just going to touch base, if you don't mind, on Oranga Tamariki. And we know that there have been some mistakes made over the years, some saying it's time to close down all of the facilities and, in fact, to boot OT to touch. But that might be a step too far. We know that various youth justice facilities and children's residences around the country have come under intense media scrutiny, as they should. Some thoughts on Oranga Tamariki, because I know that you've negotiated a sort of arrangement, if you will, with the organisation as an iwi. The stats, though, are pretty appalling, some suggesting that OT or Oranga Tamariki is broken beyond repair. Is that a kōrero that you support, Moana, or do you have some other perspectives this year?
Kia ora, Dale. Thanks for the time just to share our whakaro. I'm sitting up in Kaikohe with my staff here in Ngāpuhi Iwi Social Services. And, you know, we saw the most recent media reports on the residences, which, you know, through anyone's eye are unacceptable and disturbing. While we know not all the residences staff act in those ways, the culture inside the residences would seem to lead us to, you know, there's cameras everywhere in those residences, and you couldn't tell me that people weren't aware that some of that behaviour is going on. So for us up at Ngāpuhi, this is a really important topic for us. We're a big iwi. And we have 2 to 3 times the number of tamariki mokopuna and care than other iwi. And we are on a mission for making more visible some of the iwi and community solutions that are currently working. So I've got Sharon here with me as well. Sharon Armstrong is one of my team leaders who's been leading one of our solutions to putting young people in residences. In our Mahuru Remand program, and we've been running that successfully for 5 years. So we really wanted to share, you know, there are iwi and community solutions, they're working well, they need more resourcing, they need to be acknowledged and validated as working solutions in the pathway, the huarahi forward for us as Māori and as Ngāpuhi.
Tēnā koe, Moana, and a warm welcome. Hoki mai, Sharon. It's really neat to link arms with you again, sister. So tēnā koe. Look, there are many who believe that some of the residences aren't fit for purpose. I spoke with Kelvin earlier today. Some of the 30, 40 years old, and literally they've got holes in them that can be taken advantage of. And then there are others with a particularly Māori-focused community afi or wraparound style of supporting these young Māori who end up on the inside at these residences. And let's face it, they're not shrinking violets. A lot of our kids, many of them are tough kids in tough environments. But even so, we've got a way of wrapping our arms around our peeps rather than locking them up and distancing them from us. Sharon, could you pick the ball up here and tell us a little bit about what you've sensed has been a successful formula that might also be integrated into how we care for those who obviously are faulted against society, but caring for them in a way that might help to rehabilitate or ingrain them once again in community rather than ostracise them from it?
Hi, kia ora, Dale. Nice to talk with you again.
You said you've mentioned one of the main drivers in terms of the design of setting up Mahuru was not to create another group home. One of the key focus was to ensure that we didn't continue to institutionalise our Thai tamariki. So because of that, the model that's been developed up here is a one-to-one care model. Now, what that means is that the Thai tamariki are placed with matua atawhai, who whakapapa te napui, and who have the care of them weekends and evenings. Now, so it's one-to-one, as I mentioned. Now, my team of mentors pick up the Thai tamariki Monday to Friday from around 8 in the morning till about 5 in the evening. They develop a really comprehensive program or plan. It's individualised for the particular Thai tamariki to meet their needs. We always have what we call two sets of eyes on the Thai tamariki. That means two mentors work with one young person when they're with us Monday to Friday. That's because these young people are on remand, and as such, they're not free to go wherever they wish. We do move around in the community, though, and I think that's really important in terms of moving forward for their integration back to their whānau and the communities they've come from. So I just want to touch briefly on the comprehensive individual program that we develop. There are three key areas that we focus on. They're their identity and cultural connection. We look at the factors that may have caused their offending, and we look at addressing that. And then we look at either education, training, or employment for them. The Thai tamariki is then able to choose other strands to work on that they may be interested in. For example, if they know what career they might wish, we can look around for suitable stuff to do with that. We also have a small educational program attached to it where the young people are able to achieve credits. Now, for many of these young people, they may not have ever achieved credits in their life. Most of them have been out of school for a number of years. And so that sense of achievement is a small taste of success. And the look on their faces when they actually leave us with sometimes 8 to 18, I think the most we've had is about 22 credits a young one left us with. So that gives them that taste of success. The other point that I just want to make is that we have low absconding rates compared to many of the residences. And I think that's probably pretty obvious because you mentioned before about wrapping our arms around and caring for these young people. That is what we do. We don't move away from losing sight of their offending. And we find most of the young ones actually own that offending. They accept that they have done that. We try to work with them in a positive way moving forward. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Sharon. It's interesting. Earlier this morning in our news, Dame Miritana Tawhiwhirangi, isn't it? She spoke of kara and his contribution to encouraging us to look at our potential rather than our problems. And this is a part of what obviously is happening. If I can just swing across to you for a moment, Moana. A lot of people look at their dollars and cents, and we have wondered what the cost will be if we don't intervene in a positive way and help our young people onto a better trajectory, because if we don't, they're just going to end up on the inside, and we know that that costs $190,000 a year. So while this might be costly as a sort of kaupapa to initiate, when you've got one-on-one mentoring, for instance, it could be money well spent, and I'm hoping that you see it as being just that. Have you done some cost analysis and comparing different approaches here, and does the way that you're operating this kaupapa stack up?
It is resource intensive, so when you've got two mentors working all day with one young person, and we've got matua atawhai or ngāpuhi caregivers who are caring for them in the evening and the weekends, it is resource intensive, but nowhere near the amount of money that would be spent if they were in a residence. We know that.
What would your success rate be here?
That probably depends upon how you determine success.
Okay, yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. How do you sell this approach, if that's necessary or not? I mean, you must feel that it's working, otherwise we wouldn't be throwing it up as an alternative to lock them up. So So how do you sell the benefits of this approach?
We haven't needed to sell the benefits, Dale. We've never reached a point where we don't have someone in the wings waiting to come into our program.
We've got a constant demand, Dale. The residences, the courts, the judges, they all know about the Mahuru program. One of the things that makes it difficult for us to take more taitamariki is us being able to have enough mātua atawhai who are trained and confident at the level that's required to care for these mokopuna. So that's something that we're working on at the moment. We, we would want to be resourced better. We would want to have the ability to train and bring more of our mātua atawhai on board. But we know it works. And, you know, to be honest, there are other iwi and community initiatives out there. Many of our colleagues and our mates who have, you know, committed their lives 30 years or more to working with tai tamariki who offend or working to help create safety for tamariki are also running programs. I just wanted to acknowledge that because there are other alternatives.
The Mahuru program. Intrigued that what's needed, that the sort of soft skills, the kindness, the empathy that Pakeke can provide as mātua atawhai is still important. And it's disappointing, but perhaps not surprising, because when we seek to utilise a taha Māori way of trying to address behavioural, well, poor behaviours, they say, oh yeah, we'll get out and have a go, but they don't actually resource us well enough to make it stick. So there's still some challenges ahead, but I guess ultimately, you know, these are our people. And what would you say, Sharon or Moana, that there's been some neurological studies that suggest that our decision making is compromised in our teenage years, and for guys in particular, it might be closer to in their 20s. When they start making more sound decisions. And this is the period that we're talking about with these young guys and our young women, of course, our rangatahi, where they've made poor decisions. Surely we've got to factor in this neurological perspective too, that they're not actually tooled up to make great decisions all the time.
Yeah, you're right, Dale. I mean, one of the things Sharon and I were just talking about is more than 80% of these tai tamariki have been in care and protection, in the care and protection system, which means they've been suffered abuse, neglect or violence from adults. So that piece of healing really needs to happen, as well as they're in those developmental years of their life. So again, they're learning about that transition into being an adult. We just really believe that whakapapa approaches to healing work, that whakapapa connection is an enduring relationship. It's not a one-off thing that, you know, we'll put you here for a year and then you're out again. It's an enduring relationship for their lives. So if we can connect them to two or three safe whakapapa connected whānau, we're happy, because they will have some safety and security in those adults throughout their lives, not just place them there for, you know, for a short term and then move them again. So it's challenging, but it's we absolutely believe in whakapapa approaches.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking this through with you, and it's very rich kōrero, because it's us doing things our way, and it validates our approaches. Sure, the old lock 'em up routine, well, it came across on the boats, didn't it, 200 years ago, but we used to modify behaviour in quite interesting and sometimes subtle ways. Thank you for sharing some kōrero about Mahuru and also the mahi that's being done through Ngapu Iwi Social Services. A pleasure to have Dr. Moana Edueda and Sharon Armstrong joining us on today's program. Kia ora, kia kōrua. All the best to both of you. Thank you, Moana. Thanks, Sharon.
Kia ora,
Ngā mihi. All the best for Matariki.